Chapter 10. Another Elizabeth. In Great Britain today, there is still a queen, and her name is Elizabeth. In 1952, she became Queen Elizabeth II. Like Elizabeth I, no one expected Elizabeth II to become queen. Her uncle had been the king. Everyone thought his sons would rule after him. But in 1936, Elizabeth's uncle gave up the throne to marry a divorced commoner. So Elizabeth's father became king. After his death, Elizabeth took the throne. On the day she was crowned in 1953, Elizabeth II wore a long robe and heavy crown just like Queen Elizabeth I. Her gown was embroidered with the Tudor rose, the flower that was the symbol of the first Queen Elizabeth's family. But there, the similarities end. Today, Parliament, the government, makes all the laws in Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth II is the head of state, but she has no real power. Still, Queen Elizabeth II is important. She meets regularly with the Prime Minister, the head of Parliament, and is kept informed on important issues. She presides over countless ceremonies, and she grants honors, such as knighthood. Unlike Elizabeth I, Elizabeth II is married and has 4 grown children. The oldest, Prince Charles, is next in line for the throne. Prince Charles has been waiting to become king for a long time. His mother is over 80, but in good health. She has been queen for more than 50 years and is one of the longest ruling heads of state in the world. The queen has said that she will not retire, but will remain on the throne for the rest of her life. Prince Charles has 2 sons, William and Henry. Everyone calls him Harry. They are second and third in line to the throne. In 1997, the boy's mother, the popular Princess Diana, died in a terrible car crash. Since then, William and Harry have worked hard to continue their mother's legacy of working for charities and visiting poor nations around the world. In Britain today, some people think that having a king or queen and a royal family is too old-fashioned. Recently, the British people opposed a tax to help pay for repairs on one of the royal castles. Why, many thought, should the average citizen pay for the royal family's rich lifestyle? But to other people, the royal family is important. Though elected officials come and go, the Queen and her family remain a link to the past and Great Britain's long history.